It's CJSF 90.1 FM radio. Burnaby. Bum, 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 bum.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Spare the Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. We're back from South by Southwest. And we've got an in-studio from Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres. But first, it's They Might Be Giants, The Secret Life of Six.
The secret life of six means having fun when everyone's inside. He's in the sun. Six knows how to stand on his head. 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 And when six pretends he's nine,
he acts older and bolder.
And when six pretends he's nine,
he wears wiser disguises.
In the sun. Nine knows how to stand on his head. 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 And when nine pretends he sings,
he acts sunny and funny.
And when nine pretends he sings,
he announces he bounces.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined live in the studio by Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres. Andres, Cristina, how are you guys?
Muy bien. Thank you so much for having us today.
It's so good to have you back again. I'm sorry, you didn't get to say hello, Andres.
Hola, hola. Gracias por la invitación, Bill.
So it's been a while since you've been on. Do you want to, let's first get a song, and then when we get back, you can tell us sort of the story of Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres.
All right, friends. So for this song, I want you to reach down into your pocket. If you don't have a real pocket, just use an imaginary pocket and pull out a seed. This is a special seed for a special kind of flower. It's a flower that follows the sun. You know which one I'm talking about? Uh-huh. Well, in Spanish, we say girasol.
Girasol.
Sembré un girasol.
Girasol, girasol.
Empezó a germinar.
Germinar, germinar.
Creció muy gigante.
Gigante, gigante.
Y vino la gente.
Que vino la gente.
A ver el girasol.
Girasol, girasol.
Empezó a germinar.
Germinar, germinar.
Creció muy gigante.
Gigante, gigante.
Y vino la gente.
Cantemos con la gente.
La G con la E.
He, 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 he.
La G con la I.
Hi, 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 hi.
La G con la E.
He, 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 he.
La G con la I.
Hi, 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 hi.
Sembré un girasol.
Girasol, girasol.
Empezó a germinar.
Germinar, germinar.
Creció muy gigante.
Gigante, gigante.
Creció más gigante.
Más gigante, más arriba.
Gigante.
Everybody stand up. Reach out, reach out, reach out to the sky. Y vinimos a ver el girasol. Wow. El girasol.
El girasol, wow, el girasol, wow, That was El Girasol, the sunflower.
Very nice. It's Uno Dos Tres Andres here in the studio. I never realized before today that there's a little bit of an internal rhyme in Uno Dos Tres Andres. This is my foolishness for not ever noticing that Tres and Andres rhymes. I'm sure it was intentional. So tell us the story of Uno Dos Tres Andres. Where did y'all come together into being what you are? What's the goal? What's the mission? What do you do?
Absolutely. Well, when I met Andres, I was working as a teacher. I taught public school in Philadelphia, and I was connecting with a lot of my students who had families or who had grown up themselves in places like Puerto Rico, the DR, Dominican Republic, Mexico, and their experience was resonating for me because my parents came from Colombia. I grew up speaking Spanish at home, English at school. I did Colombian folk dance. I did Mexican folk dance growing up. And so I was living this bicultural life. And then around that time, I met Andres.
And I came to the United States to do my master's and my doctorate in music. And while I was doing that, I started working with a friend who should be here one day in the studio. His name is Dino Odell, Kevin Dolan, Dino Odell from Kansas City. I was part of his band, and that was my first introduction to family music. And it was around the time when I met Christina, and then we decided to start writing music, start creating this show, Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres. It's been more than 10 years, 8 albums, 3 books, and a lot of fun.
And a Latin Grammy.
A Latin Grammy, a Grammy nomination, and, you know, so much happiness connecting with families all over the country and in different countries as well.
It's one of the ways I can tell that I've been doing this for kind of a long time is that in my head, you're still sort of new at this and you've been doing it for 10 years, which is wild. You used to come, you do play in Austin fairly often. You're just there pretty recently. And one of my great pleasures is that I believe, Andres, I got to take you to your first American high school football game.
Oh, yes. In Austin, Texas. It was Friday night.
It was Friday.
Lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome. Did our team win or lose? I don't remember.
I think we won. It was LBJ Jaguars.
Yeah.
Go Jags.
Yeah. I remember, marching band, the whole thing. It was a lot of fun.
And of course, Liam, everybody's radio pal, Liam, still plays at football games sometimes because he plays in the pep band at McAllister College. So just down the street here. 8 albums. What's the most recent album?
Well, the most recent album we're so proud of is called Actívate, which is in Spanish, it means get active. And it invites people to do just that. So there are songs about different ways to be physically active, to play soccer, to play baseball, to jump and play in the ocean, in the water.
And maybe we can play a little bit of a song from Actívate.
That'd be great.
Yeah, awesome. This is called No Me Puedo Sentar.
I just can't sit down.
No, I just can't sit down. When the band comes to town, when the beat starts a-bumping, my feet start a-stomping and dancing around.
No me puedo sentar cuando empieza la banda, cuando arranca la tuba y hace que todo suba y no vuelva a bajar.
No me puedo sentar, no me puedo sentar. Tengo que tirar paso con este tamborazo que me pone a bailar. No, I just can't sit down. No, I just can't sit down. No, I don't need a dance floor. Just let my legs press more all over the ground.
No se puede sentar. Mi papá es igualito. Mi abuela me contaba que chiquillo bailaba tal como bailo yo.
That's how my dad met my mom. Have a hill country song. They both went to dance. They both took a chance. They're still dancing along.
No me puedo sentar. No me puedo sentar. Tengo que tirar paso con este tamborazo que me pone a bailar. No, I just can't sit down. No, I just can't sit down. No, I don't need a dance floor. Just let my legs press more all over the ground.
que me pone a bailar. No, I just can't sit down. No, I just can't sit down. No, I don't need a dance floor. Just let my legs dance more all over the ground.
That's great. Andres here in the studio on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child from the most recent album,
Activate.
Activate.
So you do a lot of very high energy, both live shows and things in schools. What can people expect if they come out to see Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres?
Well, and by the way, I want to say hello to friends in places like Indianapolis, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, of course, the D.C. area, which is where we are based, and so many other cities and towns. We are coming to see you soon, and it's going to be a very participatory concert. So a concert like ours, you know, you're not going to be sitting and listening. You're really going to be standing, moving your fingers, your whole body. We do a lot of songs with call and response, and as you could hear, songs that have English and Spanish. So
and beautiful visuals, which you cannot see in the radio unless you close your eyes. Imagine amazing visuals that invite you to sing and dance,
like videos or what?
Yeah,
sort
videos.
Of
yeah, okay. Videos. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So that way, there you can see the words that that we're singing together. And
you can see parts of the story because, you know, sometimes, you know, we're definitely telling a story.
Mm-hmm.
And you have children's books out too, correct?
Yes, we have 3 books published by Scholastic. They are Hola Amigo, 10 Pajaritos, and Mi Comunidad, My Community. You can find them on our website, 123andres.com, or Amazon, or wherever you buy your books. Again, 3 and... Pretty soon, hopefully, we're going to be releasing a 4th one.
Excellent. And you play around the D.C. area a fair amount, I take it.
We do. But we're also super fortunate that we get to tour California, all over Texas.
Chicago. We're going to be back in Austin pretty soon, so stay tuned.
Those of you listening on KUTX 98.9. And if you're listening on 106.1 The Corner in Charlottesville, Virginia, it's not that long of a drive up to the D.C. area.
Oh, no. It's just take 95, and right. We'll see you there.
And are you working on a new album, or is that secret?
No. We are going to be releasing a new album. It's an homage to a great composer, songwriter from Argentina. And we have amazing guests from Argentina. Again, some amazing, rock stars. We still cannot believe, in Activate, we had people like Rubén Blades, Gilberto Santa Rosa, who are basically legends in the music scene. So this time we also have some legends from Argentina, and we are just so honored, so proud. And y decimos, gracias, che, gracias.
And when is that going to be coming out?
Later in the spring. So check it out. But we have new videos coming out pretty often. And actually, we should sing one of the songs that has been very, very popular on YouTube. And because I think teachers all over the country are using these songs in the classrooms, and parents are watching them at home. So this is a cool song. So whenever you're ready, this is Yo Soy Especial.
Un poquito más bajito. Dos, tres.
En todo el mundo no hay nadie como yo. No hay nadie igual. Yo soy especial. No matter where you go, you can look high and low, but you won't find another me. I'm special as can be.
Now, since you are special, you do things your own special way, like, say, walking. Show me. This is how I walk. 1, 2, 3. No one walks like me. 1, 2, 3. No matter where you go. No. There's no one just like me.
Hey, Christina. This is how I sing.
La, la, la.
No one sings like me.
La, la, la.
No matter where you go.
No.
There's no one just like me.
Sorry.
1, 2, 3.
En todo el mundo no hay nadie como yo. No hay nadie igual.
¡Fuera!
Yo soy especial.
Yo soy especial.
It's a big rock and roll finish there from Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres. That was great fun. Thank you so much.
So great to be here with you again, Bill, and sending love, mucho amor y amistad para todos nuestros escuchas.
Wonderful. And you can find out information about where you're playing at 123andres.com.
/events, and we would love to see you all in person.
Videos and all sorts of stuff. Jackson Hole, I'm so jealous. That is such a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah. We've gotten to visit amazing places like Telluride, Colorado, Mammoth Lakes in California, Lake Tahoe. We played in Lake Tahoe.
We're going to be back in Seattle this summer,
So beautiful places and beautiful families. So sending love. And our number one fan in Austin, El Crespito, ¿cómo se llama? El Crespito que va a todos los...
Oh, Jasper.
Jasper, sending love to our number one fan in Austin, Jasper. And Camila in San Antonio. We love you, friends.
I hope everybody in Central Texas should be listening, of course, but I especially hope that Jasper and Camila are listening on KUTX 98.9 all over Central Texas. Uno, dos, tres, Andres. It's so great to have you here again. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time you come through Minnesota.
Gracias, Bill. Nos vemos. Chao, chao.
Take care.
See, I work 9 to 5, it starts in the p.m. And I love the sunrise, so I step out in the a.m. See, the street is black and shiny from the nightly raining and the glory of the light. It brings evaporation. See, mornings fresh, the oxygen's cleanest. I take a deep hit, help my mind stay the greenest. See, I'm already wake, so I'm not drinking coffee. Don't want a cigarette, because it's a form of slavery. Walk into the store, because I need a few items. The sun heats my blood like a hit of vitamins. I need to buy some food and shampoo for my dreads. Well, I can't remember why, but I need a spool of thread. Well, the man with dirty dreads, he steps around the corner. He asks me for a dime, a nickel or a quarter. I don't have any change, so I'm stepping along. But as I'm walking past, he sings to me a song. Said there's a hole in the bucket, dear Eliza. I said that there's a hole in the bucket, dear Eliza, dear Eliza. Said there's a hole in the bucket, dear Eliza. I said that there's a hole in the bucket, dear Eliza, dear Eliza. Well, the day is picking up, cause I'm humming this song. The buses and the people all keep moving along. And to the shopkeeper, I say, what's up? And I'm thinking about the man who's holding up the cup. Well, I pay for all the stuff and get a pocket full of change. Well, should I give it to the man's a question in my brain. What's gonna happen if I give this man a dime? I don't wanna pay for another brother's wine. What's gonna happen if I give this man a quarter? Or will he find a dealer and try to place an order? What's gonna happen if I give this man a nickel? Will he buy some food or some pork that's been pickled? Well, I'm not responsible for this man's depression. How can I find compassion in the midst of a recession? Well, how can all these questions keep messing with my head and I still can't remember why I need a spool of thread? But there's a hole in the bucket, dear Eliza. I said that there's a hole in the bucket, dear Eliza, dear Eliza. Said there's a hole in the bucket, dear Eliza. I said that there's a hole in the bucket, dear Eliza, dear Eliza. Well, the... He's staring in my eyes just as I'm walking past. I'm trying to avoid him because I know he's going to ask me about the coinage that is in my pocket, but I don't know if I should put it in his bucket. So I walk right past to think about it more. Back at the crib, I'm opening up the door. A pocket full of change, it don't mean a lot to me. My cup is half full, but his is empty. So I put back on my cap and I start heading back. I reach into my pocket and I have a heart attack. Well, as I'm digging deep, I scream, oh no, there's nothing in the pocket but a great big hole. While I was busy thinking if he would buy smack, the jingle in my pocket has slipped through the cracks. No one has the change and it's messing up my head. But now I know the reason why I had to buy the thread. 'Cause there's a hole in the bucket, a dear Eliza. I said that there's a hole in the bucket, a dear Eliza, dear Eliza. Said there's a hole in the bucket, a dear Eliza. I said that there's a hole in the bucket, a dear Eliza, dear Eliza.
Going way back to a release from Rev 105, a trimal cast of commercial alt-rock stations in the Twin Cities from the 90s. That is Michael Franti and Spearhead, Hole in the Bucket, from a station-only release that they did here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and their grown-ups. Thanks to Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres for stopping by and singing some songs and chatting. It was so great to hang out with them. And thanks to everybody who came out for South By programming last week as well. Great to see you all out there. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and their grown-ups. I'm Bill Childs with you every week. Delighted to be here, come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9 Austin. And we're at a pivotal point of the show. It's a point when I need your help, friends. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes, because you will have a question in mere moments, because I'm going to tell you what that question is. After I ask you if you have a question and you say yes, I will then ask you, what is that question? And you're all going to yell as loud as you can, so loud I can hear you through the radio. That's how radios work. It's two-way. If you're loud enough, I don't have to be that loud for you to hear me, but you have to be super loud. And this is true even if you're listening on the computer. You have to be super loud so I can hear you. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" Just as an aside, I'm not entirely sure about how radios work. Anyway, so do you understand the task here? Excellent. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do. Excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first, advice from They Might Be Giants.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock, rock, rock. Don't spare the rock. Rock, 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 rock. This is a partial list of the things that you've got to be prepared for. First on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock.
Out of Seattle, it's the Nodditz with Bring Your Friends on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
Give me a T-H-E-T-H.
Give me a T-H-E-T-H-E-N-O-T-I-T-S.
machines on the table, got my B machines in the drawer, got my A machines on the table, got my B machines in the drawer, got my A machines on the table, got my B machines in the drawer, got my A machines on the table, got my B machines in the drawer, got my A machines on the table, got my B machines in the drawer, got my A machines on the table, got my B machines in the drawer, got my A machines on the table, got my B machines in the drawer, got my A machines on the table, got my B machines in the drawer, got my A machines on the table, got my B machines in the drawer, got my A machines on the table, got my B machines in the drawer, got my A machines on the table, got my B machines in the drawer. Table, got my B machines in the drawer. Got my A machines on the table, got my B machines in the drawer.